Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
What's going on with the Trump campaign in the Commonwealth of Virginia? Some questions have been raised about whether or not the Trump campaign and Republicans were largely starting to pull out of the state and not spend a great deal of money. Well, then there's this story that comes by way of various media outlets that the Trump campaign has agreed to put $2 million into a TV campaign in the Commonwealth of Virginia to further their candidates' fortunes in the state. $2 million is a pretty sizable media buy in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and it suggests that Trump campaign perhaps is not pulling out, is still committed, and believes that indeed it is a winnable state. Joining us on the line right now, Mike Rubino, Trump senior advisor in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning. How you doing?
All right. So we're reading this morning that the Trump campaign's putting $2 million into a TV campaign to keep things going in the Commonwealth of Virginia. But this comes amid reports that, you know, the polls don't look all that positive in the Commonwealth. So what's going on?
Well, those reports last week were false, categorically. We are not pulling out. We're doubling down.
Explain
that. That was an outlier.
That poll was an outlier in your dogs. Explain how you're doubling down. What's the strategy in the Commonwealth right now? What are the prospects, and how much money are you going to be spending?
Well, Mr. Trump will be visiting the state a couple more times between here and Election Day. We'll also be having some top-level surrogates come through the state as well. And, you know, we have one of the most robust ground games that this state's ever seen. So by doubling down, we're just going to add more and more volunteers. People are coming from all across the country to come and knock and make phone calls in the Commonwealth of Virginia. So we've never had a voter contact system like this in the Commonwealth. And that's going to speak volumes on Election Day, because we're going to bring all these disaffected voters to the polls.
Well, I mean, listen, of course, I'm pulling for you there, but I wonder, because so many of the polls that I see suggest that it is made perhaps out of reach. I mean, there's a one poll that has Clinton up by 15, another that has her up by 9, another that has her up by 8. There is one that has it Clinton plus 3, but the overall average, according to Real Clear Politics, is 8.7. For Clinton, she's up by about almost 9 points, according to the average. So what do you see out there, and what are you detecting that the polls are not picking up?
Well, two or three points on that one. One, there's always been, and I've run, you know, 7 different states for Mr. Trump in the primaries. There's always been an undercurrent of support that hasn't been pollable. And what I mean there is that he has so many supporters that aren't typical voters, they don't ever get reached by a polling company. So that's one very important thing. Two, Virginia is a state that always breaks late. You look at Ed Gillespie, he was down by 9. He ended up losing by 0.8%.
That's true.
Look at Ken Cuccinelli. He was down by 11. He lost by 3%. And these polls, they're all manipulating, and they're all different as far as what they think, you know, different level of women/African-Americans will come out and vote. Like for right. Christopher Newport, they're changing the amount of people that come out in the northern part of the state as opposed to the southern part of the state. So it just depends on, you know, what you believe in. You just have to run true. And we know what we think Election Day will look like, and it doesn't look like the Christopher Newport poll, I'll tell you that much.
Let me ask you this, Mike Rubino. It seems to me, you're right, it's not just Virginia, it's across the country. You always see this. Oh, my gosh, these polls are tightening right before Election Day. And they always seem to tighten in favor of the Republican. You know, there's this wide gap, and the Democrats are running away for it. And you mentioned Virginia, you mentioned Gillespie, you mentioned Cuccinelli. It's uncanny how the polls are all wrong, or they're projecting a huge Democrat win, and then at the very end it tightens up. So let me ask you this. What do you think is at play there? Do you think that the media-sponsored polls are manipulating the vote purposely? And if so, what do your internal polls? This is why campaigns do internal polls, so they're not beholden to the media. So what do your internal polls tell you?
Well, internally, I'm seeing that Mr. Trump's running far better than Mitt Romney ever did in the 6th District, in the 9th District, the 5th District. So you look at all of those places, there's about 54 counties there that typically only turn out about 60% of their voters. So let's say that Mr. Trump this time brings out 75% of the voters in those counties. Well, that's 1,000 to 1,500 to 2,000 voters per county. Okay. So that automatically is going to eat away at Northern Virginia. Then what you're seeing internally and externally, actually, is the early vote numbers that have just been coming in. Well, places like Norfolk and Newport News and Portsmouth, places that the Democrats need to early vote, they're not having the numbers that they're supposed to have. So what you're seeing is a level of apathy on places that Democrats need. And that ultimately, I believe, is going to lead to a Trump win here in the Commonwealth.
Well, ultimately, I mean, if you're putting your money where your mouth is and you're plopping down $2 million to buy television ads, that suggests that you're not just doing that because you want to throw some money away, that you do see something. I want to hear more about the ground game, because you make a very bold statement there when you say it may be the best ground game Republicans have ever had.
Well, the Republican National Committee invested in 2013 into the state, and they built basically the Barack Obama model of a neighborhood-centric ground game. So they've been, you know, executing that for years at this point. But why I say it's the best ground game that the Commonwealth's ever seen is that Mr. Trump has managed to garner a level of enthusiasm amongst the grassroots network that's pretty much unprecedented. You know, he ran a grassroots campaign in the primary because he never spent any money. When he did, it was his own. And what we were doing voter contact-wise was all grassroots-driven. So we have a pre-built infrastructure that's incredible, and all we're doing is plugging in with more volunteers than I've ever seen in any professional campaign that I've run.
Wow.
And that alone is a big deal. And on top of that, you know, Mr. Trump manages to drive messages home every day. He's his own media machine. And that's, you know, people adore him. And that's why you see tens of thousands of people show up at these rallies, because they just feel such a personal connection to the candidate.
All right, all Mike right. Rubino, we got to leave it there. But just to reiterate, you're not buying into the media narrative that this is all about Loudoun County, Prince William County, Northern Virginia. You're saying that you're increasing the turnout compared to Mitt Romney back in the downstate and more southern parts of Virginia. You're increasing his turnout by greater than 50%, and that's going to be the difference maker, or one of the difference makers. That's very interesting.
One of the many difference makers, but I'll tell you, Election Day is going to be very interesting here in the Commonwealth.
We're going to leave it there. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Great stuff.
Mike Rubino, senior advisor to the Trump campaign here in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.